Track 8. Norfolk astronomer Mark Thompson has a date with a world record attempt as he bids to deliver the world's longest lecture.
Did you sleep well? Perhaps you woke up once or twice or had trouble dropping off, and so today don't feel like you had a proper night's rest. Well, spare a thought for Norfolk TV astronomer Mark Thompson, who this month will attempt a world record which will see him go without proper sleep for 5.5 days. Mark will be at the lectern at the University of East Anglia, bidding to speak for 140 hours to claim the longest lecture record, which currently stands at 139 hours, 42 minutes and 56 seconds. It sounds a very odd thing to do, but there is proper science attached to this madcap marathon, explains Mark, as it gives boffins a very rare opportunity to study, live, the effects of sleep deprivation on humans. When he starts his ultimate space lecture at noon on September the 11th, scientists at the universities of Oxford, Cambridge and Uppsala in Sweden will be monitoring his heart rate, core body temperature and so his circadian rhythm and his brain waves to see what happens. Science has never had the opportunity to study someone who's putting themselves through so much sleep deprivation. Ethically, no scientific organisation can ask you to stay awake for 5.5 days because that's the wrong thing to do, says Mark. But as I'm offering myself as a guinea pig, it gives scientists an opportunity to try and learn a lot more about how we physically and psychologically respond to sleep deprivation. He sees the attempt as a wake-up call for people to understand how vital good sleep is. Having poor sleep quality doesn't just make you tired. What it does is increase your chance of getting cancer, getting dementia, getting diabetes, and having emotional and well-being issues. There's a whole host of things that having poor sleep quality will do for you in an adverse way. Professor Tristan Bekenstein of the Consciousness and Cognition Lab at the University of Cambridge says, "As Mark progresses through his attempt, we will observe a number of changes in his ability to deliver an efficient and coherent series of lectures. We expect to map the changes in his demeanour, his speech, and his appearance. Throughout this record attempt, we will be collecting information from him, both physiological and psychological, to understand the effects that this extreme sleep deprivation will have on him. This will be a real test of his endurance as he pushes his mind and body to its limits." Every 2 hours, Mark will have a photo of his face taken to see how it's changing. "I'm expecting to look very drained and drawn, and tiredness affects how attractive people find faces," he says. "It's going to be interesting to see how people rate my level of attractiveness at the start compared to the end. I'm not going to look my chipper self, I suspect." He has had some previous experience of extreme sleep deprivation. 2 years ago, at Norwich Science Festival, he stayed awake for 60 hours and tried to give a one-hour lecture at the end. "I was fine. I felt tired, but I had no extreme reactions, not hallucinations or visual disturbances." This new attempt, also part of the Science Festival and raising money for children's charity Barnardo's, will bring two big physical challenges, he says. "One is actually staying awake for that length of time. The other challenge is talking for that length of time. I gave a 24-hour lecture 6 or 7 years ago, and my throat was very sore." To help get through the lack of sleep, Mark will be allowed a 5-minute break in each hour of lecturing, and he can sleep if he can fit it in. The plan is for him to talk for 2 hours, have a 5-minute break, and repeat until he has built up enough time to have a 90-minute sleep. He will have the opportunity for about 4.5 hours sleep in the whole event. He's sanguine about this. "You can't really prepare. You can either do it or not," he says. "There's a good chance I will have some kind of psychotic event at some point. I might hallucinate a bit. It's not dangerous in itself, but that's where my support team will come in to make the call." To keep him talking, he's taken on the advice of a voice coach, using techniques like straw singing, where you hum through a drinking straw, which builds pressure and forces your vocal cords apart, allowing them to vibrate. He'll also use a steam inhaler and keep his throat lubricated with ginger tea, herbal drinks, and throat lozenges. And he'll be making sure not to shout. He's also been working with a dietitian to ensure his energy levels are maintained. He will have food blended so that he can take nutritional drinks as he goes along. He can also have solid food. "I'll have cottage pie. I hope it's not going to be blended because I do love a cottage pie. It's about having the right foods at the right time of day because eating can make you sleepy." Mark has also given up caffeine until the event to allow it to completely leave his system, which means that if he has a caffeine shot during the attempt, it'll have maximum effect. Mark has a team of around 100 people who make sure all goes to plan. "We need two witnesses at all times, and each witness can't be there for more than 4 hours at a time. And we've got to make sure that there's at least one audience member there throughout," he says. He also has to prepare the lecture. Talking for 140 hours uses a lot of PowerPoint slides. His colleagues have helped him with material. He's also set up some lesson plans for schools to help them engage with the event. While his attempt has been delayed by COVID, he's not been idle. As well as preparing for the event, he's been doing online shows, worked with the TV show Steph's Packed Lunch, and been Zoom calling with scouts, brownies, and guides. "My passion is to enthuse other people about astronomy. I've spoken to 300 or 400 groups of kids about astronomy and space, and it was wonderful. It's a lovely feeling that maybe I've inspired a few more scientists for the future," he says. On top of that, he's been helping homeschool his 10 and 12-year-old children, which he says has given him a deeper appreciation of teachers. And at the end of his marathon talk, Mark will probably have a deeper appreciation of his pillow as well. Mark's doing his record bid to help raise funds for the children's charity Barnardo's, for which he is an ambassador. "I recognise the importance of childhood. I had very supportive parents. They encouraged me to do my astronomy when I was 10 and did all they could to nurture me. There are kids out there who don't have that. There are kids who are carers for their parents, whose parents don't give them any time, who are victims of sexual abuse. I think it's very important that we look after the future generations." Charities like Barnardo's have struggled a bit during lockdown, says Mark, adding that he's pleased to be able to do his bit.